este, ¿no? Mejor que Santos Cabada y Arena.
The Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs is pursuing partnerships to build 5G connectivity, technology, and innovation in Indonesia to accelerate the national digital transformation. He underscored that his ministry is actively engaging with industry players, such as the Indonesian Telematics Society, Telecommunication Service Provider Association, and 5G device vendors, to build partnership with industry players and associations. The ministry is pursuing collaboration in several forms, including involving communities and industry players in formulating policies and regulations. The Indonesian government has secured support from several major U.S. companies in the reciprocal tariff negotiation process. During a visit to Washington, D.C., the Indonesian delegation, led by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga Hartarto, engaged with various stakeholders, including leading U.S. technology and manufacturing firms such as Google, Boeing, Microsoft, and Amazon. The ministry spokesperson, Haryo Limanfeto, stated that direct involvement of this private sector is one of the keys to formulating a comprehensive solution. And that was the news.
Listeners, you are still here with me, Ray, in Indonesia today. And don't forget to stay with us in our online streaming, voinews.id. Shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also our application in AAA Digital for those available watching on demand.
So it is usually used now that for cooking the sambal.
here, still in Aceh, or comes from Aceh, is an island rich in tradition, history, and artistry. Among its many cultural treasures, the art of Tenun Aceh, traditional Acehese weaving, stands out as an enduring symbol of the region's heritage, known for its vibrant colors, intricate patterns, and deep cultural significance. Tenun Aceh reflects the region's history, Islamic influence, and the exceptional craftsmanship of its artisans. The origin of Tenun Aceh, the weaving tradition in Aceh, dates back centuries, and is believed to have been influenced by its position as a major trading hub in Southeast Asia. Aceh's location along the Strait of Malacca made it a center for cultural and artistic exchanges between traders from the Middle East, India, China, and other parts of Indonesia. This interaction introduced sophisticated weaving techniques and patterns, which the Acehese essentially adapted into their distinct style. Hello, listener, we're going to play a song titled Symphonie yang Indah, or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robbie Rea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia, 1980. Symphonie yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the meaning of beautiful and harmonious love, and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, once carried his version of Symphonie yang Indah, accompanied by modern music, without losing the soul of the original version. This night, this is Unser with Symphonie yang Indah. Happy listening.
Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 casserole. fish, codfish, and solid fish. Bassoni is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. In their theory, bassoni is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Bassoni can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Oh,
itself in Asia.
Well, listener, after this you will listen to a feature with Batal Kasami and Sambyong Majalengka, all on Voice of Indonesia, and if you want to send your messages, you can send it through our social media, in the Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, in VOI_official. We also have our email address in VOI and voinews.idn, WhatsApp number, and +62 821 2381 2130. And this feature, well, listener, will be the one that will accompany you until the next session of Afternoon Session with Voice of Indonesia, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
My name is Kirin Almawi from Simporium Sub-District, Cikasong District, Majalengka Regency. I'm 67 years old. I've been engaging Sampyong Art since 60, so I passed this art class in nursery. This also Nepali, so Sampyong Art came after Indonesia gained independence in about 1946. It used to be a folk art called Ujuan, which uses 1 meter in the length of 60 centimeter, with headquarter called Balakuta, and made open layers of clothes to report hot heat. In about 60 years, I researched found the art dangers, that it was modified into Sampyong, in which people heap and are hit for 3 times. Old people said Sampyong came from Chinese descent, maybe accidentally said Sang Tri Pyong. So Sampyong is three buildings led by a leaf tree called Malandam.
Jadi dirubah lagi, dimodifikasi gitu. Jadi Sampyong, Sampyong itu memukul dan dipukul 3 kali. Sampyong itu kebetulan kata dari orang tua, ada dulunya itu ada yang melihat dari keturunan Cina itu. Mungkin dengan tidak sadar itu mengatakan Sam itu 3, Pyong itu pukulan. Jadi Sampyong itu 3 pukulan yang dipimpin oleh satu orang wasit yang disebut Malanang.
Kaulinan or games of shepherd in their shepherd place. If they have free time when cattle is in their field, they play with stick and hit their bodies. At that time, in about 13th century, it was a popular struggle because it was lovable that it developed in Majalengka, precisely in Cibodas. It was more than a hobby, but power struggle. They then make themselves strong to become breaking resistance.
Saat itu, tepatnya abad 13 lah, itu sudah jadi satu ajang adu kekuatan yang populer sekali. Nah, kemudian karena permainan itu disukai, maka di satu wilayah di Majalengka, yaitu tepatnya di Cibodas, kemudian menjadi permainan yang rakyat. Justru jadi berkembang, menjadi hobi masyarakat di sana untuk bermain itu lebih daripada permainan biasa. Mereka menjadikan itu sebagai ajang adu kekuatan lah. Nah, ketika itu berkembang menjadi adu kekuatan, mereka pun kemudian berusaha untuk memperkuat diri sendiri, mempersakti diri untuk jadi tahan pukul.
Like as you can see, Sampyong art evolution still continues from Kaulinan or Sejak games in Majalengka becomes hobby, from power struggle to make themselves strong to become breeding resistance. As you can edit, Kaulinan or Sejak changed when foreigners like Dutch and Chinese came to Java land.
Kemudian, pada saat Belanda datang dan kemudian
when Dutch and Chinese people came, they also liked playing breeding games, but they had their own regulation in the 1960s. First, not hitting head, fetal part, and underside. Only 3 deep, so it means Sampyong. Chinese people say Sam is 3, Pyong is deep. So no more battle after 3. In the long run, the regulation tends to be self-defense, and it's hiking one art style with accompaniment instruments, dendang pijak, pangpul, dendang traditional drum, and trumpet, accompanying tepakan kuncak, and pantundung, atau nyawa, all two taps, minus palerenan, and it's solid during the performance.
Semua kesenian dimasukkan alat pengiring dendang pencak, pangpul, kemudian dendang dan trompet. Mengiringi dengan tepakan pencak, baik padundung, tepak dua atau apa, gitu. Biasanya palerenan, yang itu bisa ditabuh sepanjang mereka bermain.
In Sampyong, there's a regulation, and at that time, people still loved Sampyong. Usually it was included in festivals. The participants were in groups or individuals, so they did not come to represent a group or community.
Mereka tidak datang atas nama kelompok atau komunitas manapun.
Listener, Atim Hidayat, Sampyong art lover and preserver, made a similar statement that playing Sampyong art from Majalengka is unique enough. It is not only attacking the opponent as powerful as possible, but also movement and dance to hit or to be hit. Should follow the rhythm of accompaniment music, consisting of West Java traditional musical instruments like dendang pencak, tempul, and trompet.
Tapi yang bikin asiknya itu musiknya sebetulnya.
What makes it fun is the music. It lives out of semangat.
Bikin semangat apalagi kalau ditonton gitu.
Moreover, Atim said, in some art festivals in Majalengka, Malandang or Referee can get confused to the dengan participants of Sampyong art.
Kenyataannya kalau kita misalnya terpaksa every whole performance, many people want to join. If Sampyong notice join, Malandang will get overshadowed to just participate.
Malandangnya sampai terpot menentukan mana yang dipilih gitu istilahnya.
Listener, you can imagine a referee
It depends on how well known or weekly managed I am. Sometimes, after one booking, the player goes well, while then finishes up the routine. The player usually has 10 to 15 minutes.
If you have a pass player that goes to the Kenya, I don't know about it. Spoiler 12, satu kali, satu ronde lagi, biasanya satu ronde, satu pemain itu biasanya dikasih kesempatan sekitar 10 atau 15 menit.
Let's not make Fantio Art from Majalengka fun. Regarding extension, Majalengka Fantio Art, I think it is that she would keep promoting Fantio Art from Majalengka.
Ada saya bahkan seringlah istilahnya di jaring sosial.
I often see Fantio Art coverage in social networks like Facebook or Twitter. I also have written in my blog about documented Fantio Art performance, or I invite local journalists to make it more alive and more popular among young generation. That's the point.
Terima kasih, mudah gitu. Intinya seperti itu.
Intensive approach to research Majalengka Fantio Art continues to be done, not only by acting, as it is, or mentoring Almawi, but also by Majalengka Retail for Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, as told by head of Majalengka Retail for Youth and Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, Serapi, to RRI World Service, when coming to the office.
Terima kasih berkaitan dengan Semi Sampiong dan Semi Kau.
Thank you for your concern about Sampiong Art and Kau Art, or other Majalengka Arts. We always do promotion through media, both France and electronic media, besides taking part in arts festival, especially in their cities and West Java. Because to us, the new arts, namely Sampiong and Kau, are traditional arts, which are almost extinct. But we are optimistic that with all efforts we can even lift up Western arts to West Java provincial level, like contemporary dance. Kau and Sampiong need lifting up. We need to include them in contests and festivals. We always try to preserve traditional arts and sports through festivals and media. We have many working partners in media to especially promote art and culture in Majalengka Regency.
Kalau khususnya Semi Sampiong dan Semi Kau, memang ini perlu kita angkat nanti ya. Kita lombakan atau kita festivalkan ya. Berbagai upaya kesenian daerah, baik kesenian maupun olahraga tradisional yang berbau budaya, ini senantiasa kita upayakan melalui festival-festival dan juga media. Mitra kerja kami di media banyak sekali, itu yang kontrak dengan kita, khusus untuk mempromosikan seni budaya yang ada di Kabupaten Majalengka. Majalengka Art Preservation Program has been done in a sustainable way, especially Fantio Art. Head of the Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service, last month, said Fantio Art will continue to be preserved by giving a new package.
Sebenarnya untuk Chris Fantio tidak terlalu sulit ya. Untuk persariannya karena
Sampiong Art is actually not hard to preserve because people in Majalengka have been familiar to Sampiong. So the art is always performed at every event. People call it Nyari of Jajatan. Our struggle means knowledge struggle to compete in the field. Sampiong Art in Majalengka always carries its ship, agility contest, and kucha. Sampiong has been popular and familiar. It's all about more attractive package without removing balance, image, or fun.
Amintan di pekalangan di Sampiong. Dan Sampiong di Majalengka ini selalu disatukan pegelarannya kalau misalkan. Selalu disatukan dengan pegelaran domba atau dengan pegelaran kuda pensa. Kalau orang Sumedang menyebutnya kuda renggong. Kalau di sini kuda pensa. Ya, ada bedanya. Sedikit sama Majalengka. Dan Sampiong ini sudah dikenal dan memasyarakat. Barangkali tinggal hanya pelemasan supaya lebih menarik dan tidak menimbulkan image kerasan dan sebagainya. Nah, itu hanya permainan saja.
Untuk Sampiong,
sebenarnya wisatawan, in fact, local and international tourists, including some private TV stations, have access towards Sampiong Art performance. So we perform Sampiong Art in Cideres Village, and it was covered by private TV stations and watched by foreign tourists. They actually want to see what Sampiong Art is, and it's interesting enough. They find it interesting because balanced art can become entertainment in the form of beating each other with no revenge and hatred, but humor, laughter, and so on.
Dan cukup menarik. Cukup menarik dengan mendapat seni kekerasan tapi tidak melaksanakan kekerasan gitu. Tapi hiburan, seni kekerasan tapi hiburan. Itu hiburannya dengan saling pukul tetapi tidak ada dendam atau tidak ada benci. Tapi dilaksanakan dengan penuh humor, ketawa, sorak-sorai dan sebagainya.
Furthermore, Westman revealed that Fantio Art, which started from Soviet Games in Majalengka, now attracts foreign tourists to come to see Fantio Art attraction, typically from Majalengka.
Wisatawan Asia yang pernah yang datang dari Amerika, kemudian dari Prancis.
The French tourists come from the US, France and Australia. Some came to do a research on Sampiong Art. They are also from Pakistan and Europe, like England and Norway. But they do not come in large, but 2 to 3 people only. There are also Mexicans, Americans and South Americans playing musical instruments called Zagatana in Jatiwangi, while doing research on arts including Sampiong Art.
Orang-orang Meksiko, Amerika, kemudian dari Amerika Latin yang belajar membuat alat musik dari tanah liat yang disebut Zagatana di Jatiwangi Arts Factory. Di Jatiwangi sekalian mereka juga penelitian tentang seni-seni di Majalengka termasuk Sampiong dan
Westman added that following the increasing number of foreign tourists to watch Fantio Art, Majalengka Regency Youth, Sport, Culture and Tourism Service will keep preserving art intensively.
Yang pertama mungkin memberikan kesempatan.
First, giving a chance to our studio to perform, both in the level of Regency or out of Majalengka Regency. In the anniversary of Majalengka, for instance, or historical days, and state food events like in Pendopo, Japanese traditional pavilion and services, anniversary of Korean Regency and Kuwa Kata Regency, and even at Indonesia Miniature Park. We have also performed Sampiong in Gaut and Monas, our national monument, in its anniversary. The farthest one could be in Batam, or Gemar Nusantara event. We also participated in Porcelain Sports and Arts Competition in 8 Regencies of Border City in West Java and Central Java, Art and Culture event in West Java, Sampiong Dance as in Kepulauan Nusantara Majalengka, Art Professional School, and we also provide art equipment like a set of gamelan traditional music for some art studios. A set of gendang pucat sam has been proposed to support Sampiong Art.
Perbatasan karena rutin dilaksanakan event kesenian dan olahraga atau perseni. 8 kabupaten kota perbatasan Jawa Barat Jawa Tengah. Kemudian di tingkat Jawa Barat pada event Jawa Barat dalam seni budaya Jawa Barat yang baru-baru dilaksanakan. Kami juga menggelarkan tari Sampiong dari SMK Kesenian Putra Nusantara Majalengka. Kami juga memberikan bantuan alat kesenian ke beberapa sanggar, seperangkat teman untuk mendukung juga yang sedang dinanti. Dan dihasilkan itu seperangkat alat kendang pencak sama untuk mendukung seni Sampiong.
Indonesia is rich in folk stories from each region, with legends